thank you for tuning in today. Happy Friday, everyone. This is the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. We pause every day at 3 p.m. Central to pray this very special prayer that our Lord gave to St. Faustina. We pray it here on the Drew Mariani Show every day on Relevant Radio. And Drew has stepped out today, so we're just filling in for him. Don't worry. John Harper has been guest hosting today. He's doing a great job. My name is Maggie Carroza. I'm just one of Drew's producers. We have open phone lines right now if you have a prayer intention. Our phone number is 888-914-9149. Miranda is standing by waiting for your phone call. That's 888-914-9149. We also have an email for our show account here. It's drew@relevantradio.com. We always love receiving your answered prayers, especially if you put in the subject line of the email, answered prayer or praise report. We love reading those. We print them off now. We've got a book in our chapel that we're just going to fill with all of your answered prayers. We also have an X account, or Twitter, if you still call it that. At Drew Mariani Show, you can always send us an intention that way as well. John, is there anything that you would like to lift up today?
Yes, for a priest friend, a late vocation, but still a very young man, Father Nicholas Pavia, and he has just been diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis. Oh, so as a result, he has to step away from active ministry in his diocese, and he will go into the home for retired priests. He's lost a great deal of weight, and through all of those struggles, he was able to take care of his mom, who just got called back home to the Lord, her name Carmela, and she was 96 years old, and he just buried her 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a holy man.
That's a
lot to go through. We'll pray for him and all of our good shepherds out there. We also have prayers of thanksgiving that all of us here at Relevant Radio are lifting up. We got word yesterday during the show that Gabby, our colleague who produces Morning Air, was having contractions in the afternoon. And then it wasn't too much later that we heard that her water broke. And right after we prayed for her on the rosary in the evening, I received a beautiful picture of her and little baby Joseph. He is just beautiful and pink and happy to be in mom's arms. And we're just continuing prayers for them. And
does that mean I have to send a gift to John Morales and Glenn Leverance?
Probably.
Okay.
To get by without her for a while, yeah. And our colleague Nick as well, his wife Olivia is pregnant with their first, and they came in today. We had a little baby shower for them, and she just looked beautiful, and it was so cute to just see them together. So prayers for all of the babies coming up, including my own. I have about 2 months left. And prayers of thanksgiving, some listeners actually have sent some incredibly thoughtful things to the office here at Relevant Radio, including someone, I don't know who they are, but they just said an anonymous listener of Relevant Radio sent me a book called Made for This Birth, which I had seen before. It's a Catholic mom's guide to birth, and it's beautiful. I actually had on my mind the last couple of weeks that I needed to order this, and someone just sent it and said, enjoy and pass along to another mom when you're done with it. So thank you, Anonymous. And also Paula and Thor came to visit our offices, and just it was such a wonderful encounter, and they were so thoughtful. So thank you to all of our listeners. I just want you to know that we individually, we pray for you every day. I pray for you listeners in my private morning rosary. I pray every day that your lives are encouraged and edified and blessed by things that you hear here on Relevant Radio, just like my own life has been. And I pray all the time that at least just one lost sheep comes back into the fold because of something that they hear on our broadcasts. So with that, I think we've got some full phone lines here. I think we can get started. How about that, John?
Let's do it.
All right. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, for our first intention today, we're headed to Joliet, Illinois, to speak with Maria. Maria, how can we pray for you?
Hi, everybody in there, and Brother Liv and Radio. I want to pray for Jackie, that she's got severe scoliosis and she's in a lot of pain. She has had two surgeries, and she's still in a lot of pain. And also for Kevin, that he's going to have... also for scoliosis surgery coming up, and he's like a 45 angle towards the side, so we need a big miracle for them. Okay. And for the team, that his back is also in pain, and Father Larry, and for vocations, and for everybody in Relevant Radio.
Thank you, Maria. God bless you. Yes, we echo that prayer for vocations. We just spent the first hour talking all about praying for those who are called to these special positions in Christ's church. So we will continue that prayer. We're praying for your friend Jackie and Kevin and all of those who need relief from pain and all of those who have operations coming up. We pray that those would go well. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, this is the second decade we're headed into for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and we're going to talk with Jessica from Denver. Jessica, what's on your heart?
I would like to pray for my friend Ray, who entered hospice on Tuesday.
I'm so sorry.
But it's kind of a unique situation. She went on really for pain management.
Oh.
And they have to stop her source of nutrition in order for her to be eligible.
Oh, that's
so
tough.
I'm just praying for a miracle, whether it's spiritually, physically, both.
Absolutely. Jessica.
And that if she does go, that she goes with peace and not anger.
Of course. Of course. Thank you for calling, Jessica. It's such an important intention, especially with this chaplet. It's meant for those in this period of their life that are approaching death, this prayer prayed for these individuals is like a soothing balm. And I think really helps the Lord reach out in these moments as they near passing. So we're going to pray for your friend Ray, who has entered hospice, is in kind of a tricky situation here. We pray, Lord, for relief for her, for peace. And if she is to pass, we pray that if that's your will, that she would pass painlessly and gracefully into the next life. And if she's meant to endure more here on earth, we ask that you give her the grace for that as well. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. We're about to approach the third decade here of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Monica is on deck. I just want to read a couple of things that have come in online for prayer intentions. We're continuing to lift up Cindy Gonzalez's little grandson, who is having cardiac issues. Prayers of healing for this little guy and comfort for his family and parents. Mo Flo wrote to us. She said, my heart went out to the pregnant mom who called into the family rosary the other day, who has a 3-year-old who lost her husband in a car accident. My husband was the same exact age when I suddenly lost him, and my daughter was 3 too. Praying for all widows and single parents. God bless you. Gracie wrote to us. She said, my brother's father-in-law, Lucian, is 91 and in the ICU. Please pray for perseverance and healing. Sue Ellen wrote to us. She said, please pray for the repose of the soul of Matthew from the Quad Cities, Illinois. He was found dead this morning. They think it might have been a suicide. He suffered greatly from alcoholism, and he leaves behind his wife and 5 children. Wow. Please pray for the family and friends as they are hurting. Liz wrote to us. She said, prayers for my husband, Tom, that his numbers go up. His white cells need to go up. They're monitoring his renal activity very closely at home, praying that he doesn't have to go to the hospital. Jesus, we trust in you. And I wanted to end here with a praise report. Andrea in Rhode Island wrote to us. This just flabbergasted me when I read this. She said, my name is Andrea. I sent in a prayer request for my sister Tracy many months ago. She was diagnosed with a severe liver disease with cirrhosis not due to alcohol consumption. I asked for prayers of healing. She was entered into a special liver study with the hope of preventing progression of this disease. But when she went in for a scan, the doctor took 3 scans because he needed confirmation of what he was seeing, and he had never seen this happen before. He says, her disease is healing. Praise the Lord and thank you, Mother Mary, and all of Relevant Radio. My sister has received a miraculous healing. That's so beautiful. Thank you for sending that in, Andrea. We just love reading those. Okay, we're headed to Mount Prospect, Illinois to speak with Monica. Monica, how can we pray for you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I would like to pray for my nephew. He keeps getting strep throat, Maximilian.
Oh.
And for my sister, she's looking for remote work. And for good health for my mom and dad.
You bet.
Thank you.
You bet, Monica. We're lifting you up for prayer for all of your personal intentions and your little nephew. I know that can be a bummer when you keep getting strep like that over and over. And for your sister as well, I pray that she would find appropriate work that can allow her to work from home so she can take care of those kids. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Jose is up next from Artesia, New Mexico. Hey, Jose, how are you?
I'm doing well. I can't say I'm doing well. At 90, almost 92 years, can't expect to be well. But anyway, I'm in dire need for healing prayers for my daughter, Lucia, who has had three concussions and accidental concussions.
Oh, no.
And I pray for her healing and also for that I regain my sight after laser surgery on my right eye, my good eye, so I can continue getting my driver's license. I live out in the country by myself, and I need to be able to drive.
You do need to be able to drive. Jose, did you call into the rosary a couple nights ago?
Last night.
Oh, that was just last night. God bless you.
Yeah.
Yes, we will continue lifting prayers up for you and your daughter. We'll lift up a special prayer through the intercession of St. Lucy for your eyes.
I still want to be the godfather to your daughter.
That's right. You said there's a number of surrogate godparents out there. Yes.
Honorary
godparents. That's right. God bless you, Jose. You can happily claim that title. I'm okay with that.
Thank you.
You got it, Jose. We're lifting you up and your daughter for healing. And I know what it's like when you're living out in the rural areas and you need to be able to take care of yourself. So we're going to pray that your eyes heal and that you can continue doing that. And for prayers for your daughter and God bless you. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, this is the last decade of the Divine Mercy Chaplet here on Relevant Radio. I'm going to see if I can sneak in a couple of extra calls. But right now we're headed to San Antonio to speak with Dolores. Dolores, how are you?
Oh, thank God, I'm doing well. Hello, Maggie, and hello, John. I'm praying for a priest, Father Gustavo. Father Gustavo is a pastor in a small city close to San Antonio. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know Father Gustavo. I know one of his parishioners, and she's very concerned.
Sure.
He announced at Mass that he had kidney disease, fourth stage, and everyone, I'm sure, loves him. I've only spoken to him one time on the telephone, and he is not familiar with Relevant Radio, but I think after today, he will be.
Oh, good. Is he listening?
Actually, no. I'm going to get him to listen to the podcast. I'm going to also ask him to call in personally, and I'd also for Father Gustavo, for all the souls in purgatory, and for anyone who has a special intention known between God and them.
Dolores, and so, beautiful.
Oh, thank you. And also in Thanksgiving for everything you've done for all of us, including me. I know you're busy. You want to get a few more people in. I'll drop off. May God bless and keep all of you. And thank you. I love Relevant Radio.
Oh, we love it, love you. We love you. We wouldn't be who we are, Dolores, without listeners and prayer warriors like you. Thank you so much. You have a beautiful, beautiful heart. And God loves your faith. And we're lifting up Father Gustavo and his health ailments. We pray that he would have relief and healing. And we pray for all of those priests and deacons and brothers and seminarians who work so hard to make sure that our flocks are fed. So we lift up these holy men in Thanksgiving. Patty in Iowa. We've got you here. How can we pray for you today? Yeah.
I'd like to pray for healing of cancer for my brother. He's supposed to be starting hospice care on Monday. And for Father Phil Gibbs, who's having prostate cancer on surgery on Monday also.
You got it.
So healing for cancer, Father Phil Gibbs and my brother Gary. And all the blessings in my life, I've been so blessed.
Oh, thank you, Patty. That's so beautiful. God bless you. We're lifting up again another intention for those in hospice and priests. Another, it seems like a theme today. Bella in Texas, how can we pray for you?
Yes, for my nephew whose birthday is today, for his wife and for his family, for his good health and job that he's seeking outside the country to come to the States, that with God's wish it will be granted, for his sister and for their marriage preparation, for all the intentions I hold in the silence of my heart for my large family, for a sister who's desperately looking for a job, that God will bless her. She's very depressed too. And others, my nieces and nephews, looking for jobs, for good partners in life, for a sister, and also for my nieces and nephews and friends' children, for peace in the family.
You got it. You got it, Bella. For peace in the family and for our large extended families, for good partners, for the young ones, for conversion, for those who need it. We're lifting you up. I just want to sneak in one last one here from June. I know she had called in earlier from Chicago during our segment on vocations. June, how can we pray for you?
I guess pray for my grandson. My husband and I have had a deep feeling since his birth that he's got a vocation to be a priest. He's given signs all through his young adult life. He's 18. Mm-hmm. And my daughter has cut us off from seeing or talking to him a year ago.
Oh, no.
She had some kind of an explosion at his high school graduation. Mm-hmm. And we've been forbidden to talk to her or the kids since then. Mm-hmm. But she got me StoryWorth before that. And you answer a question every week. And he's read all my questions. And I did put in there that we felt he had a vocation to be a priest, but we've never discussed it with him because we didn't want to interfere with his natural choices. And I don't know if we should have maybe talked to him about it before.
Well, we're gonna pray if it's not you, that God puts someone influential in his life that really can help direct him. What a beautiful intention.
I've had the urging to kind of push the idea right now. It seems like God's prompting me to keep bringing it up. So I don't know how I can without contact with him.
Well, we'll pray that family relationship is restored, that communication resumes between you and your daughter and your grandson. That, first and foremost, is probably the most important for the restoration of families, for any family out there that is experiencing that kind of stonewalling. A lot of times it's just miscommunication and misunderstanding and hurt feelings. Lord, I pray through Our Lady, undoer of knots, that she would smooth this over and that June would be able to communicate again with her grandson. And that if her grandson is to be a priest, Lord, that you would make your call loud and clear so that it's unmistakable for him. And for all of you on the phones waiting to get on, I wish I could take all of your intentions for everyone that's written to us, for everyone that's listening and praying right now. God knows the intentions of your hearts. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Champion,
pray for us.
Our Lady, Undoer of Knots,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady, Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint Pope John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Saint Lucy,
pray for us.
Saint Maximilian Kolbe,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sapochko,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you to our sponsor, the University of Dallas, the Catholic University for Independent Thinkers. UD's graduate degrees in education, business, and humanities can help you seek wisdom, live abundantly, and pursue your calling. To learn more, go to relevantradio.com/UDallas.
The Eucharistic Jesus is our Lord who is sacramentally present in the host. Our Lord is present.
The Eucharistic Jesus is Jesus himself who has stayed with us in the appearance of bread so that we can eat him and get nourished by his presence, by his divinity, by his strength.
His presence is sacramental. It is real and true, but our Lord is fully present in the Blessed Sacrament.
The Eucharistic Jesus is one perfect being full of love and sacrifice. The fact that he died for our sins and covered every soul.
The source and summit of all life, the Holy Eucharist. You and I know that we live here in the United States that is in odds in so many ways with our Catholic faith. We're going to look at the Eucharist in this half hour of the Drew Mariani Show. John Harper sitting in this afternoon. Imagine having, I mean, just look at the headlines that have come out of Washington, D.C. and our government with a Roman Catholic president. Superimpose that over this conversation. Imagine having the source and summit of all life, the Eucharist, right in front of the White House. We've spoken so many times here on Relevant Radio about this culture of death in the United States and how it's at odds with the Roman Catholic who is in the Oval Office. We are not talking politics here, not talking politics, but the very power of the Eucharist for all to see in Washington, D.C. And it will be seen again this year for the second annual Eucharistic procession. It is happening on Saturday, May 18th. If you're within the sound of my voice any place in the Mid-Atlantic region on Relevant Radio 640 in Philadelphia, on 750 in Baltimore, 1260 in Washington, D.C., Saturday, May 18th, the second annual Eucharistic procession. Let's talk about that right now with Father Charles Trullos, who is the director of the Catholic Information Center in Washington, D.C. Father Charles, welcome to Relevant Radio.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here with you.
I was going to say there's such a power. We on a very, very limited scale, albeit with, you know, maybe 150 or 200 people every Corpus Christi Sunday. My parish has a procession. It's a downtown parish. And it has procession through the streets of the city. And this is a city of about 150,000 people. And it not only stops traffic, because, yes, the police do stop traffic, but inevitably strangers come up and ask, what is that? And you have that moment of evangelization. Explain what it was like for you and some 700 participating for the very first year in that Eucharistic procession in Washington, D.C. last year.
It was an amazing experience. I remember people stopping in the streets, and there were, because in Washington D.C., as you know, there are so many tourists, right? And so many. This was a Saturday morning, as it will be this year, and so people were asking questions. I have in mind this image of a group, a family. They were biking, and they stopped in front of the Eucharistic procession, astonished that could happen in one of the most powerful cities in the world, right? And then I have this other image of a person who was cleaning windows in an office building, like outside, you know, on a scaffold, out, you know, up there in the air, I would say. And as we were passing, he looked down and he saw us, and then he turned around. He removed his hat, and then he started to pray. It was an amazing, scene to witness. And there were, of course, I mean, we are in Washington, D.C., where so many people from around the country, from around the world, come and visit, and to have the Blessed Sacrament. And walking, you know, in the streets of Washington, D.C. was a big, you know, demonstration of witness to the faith in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist.
That audio that you heard in the introduction of Father Charles was video that was produced by the Catholic Information Center, and it spoke with many of the people who were involved in the very first Eucharistic procession that was last year, last May, and it's coming up again on Saturday, May 18th in Washington, D.C. Even though we are in many ways, and I don't mean to be flippant here, preaching to the choir, we understand the real presence, the Christ's presence in the Eucharist. But perhaps we don't, as Catholics, take advantage of that, spend as much time as we should in front of the tabernacle. Father Rocky, who is our CEO and executive director, says, even if you have 5 minutes, just stop in your church and just spend some time, 5 minutes of conversation with the Lord inside that tabernacle. But talk about how we, as just members of our own parish, in our own families, can bring the message and the power of the source and summit of all life to those who may not understand that Jesus is waiting for them to have a conversation with.
Yeah, I would say, first of all, people are very moved by our own witness, physical witness, right? How we talk about the Eucharist, how we behave in front of the Eucharist, when people witness how we make like a genuflection, for instance, in front of the tabernacle, in front of the Blessed Sacrament exposed in our parish, or the way the reverence that we show in doing those things, and the way we dress, for instance, when we go to Mass, that in which we reflect our belief. And that's how, I mean, we are human beings, right? And we don't just pray, but we also have an external way of showing what we have in our hearts. So that's one thing. And I would say, secondly, it's all, I mean, many people out there, unfortunately, we know that don't believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. They think that it's more like a symbol, a representation, right? And even many Catholics, unfortunately, because they may have not received the formation that many of us have received. I'm not blaming them for that. And sometimes it's like lack of formation, right? Lack of catechesis, lack of instruction. But if we have like a more intentional, I would say, attitude towards those people in trying to spread the word around us of the true belief of the Catholic faith in the Blessed Sacrament, then things will improve. But it cannot come just from the pulpit, right? From the, because many people, unfortunately, don't go to Mass that often. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Catholics, right?
Right.
So it's our, it's the lay people, right? Our friends, our acquaintances, our neighbors that need to hear from us in a cheerful way what the Eucharist is.
Again, that powerful witness. I mean, we think of, on the road to Emmaus with the two disciples, we think of the woman at the well, and that's how we're going to convert hearts and souls and minds, even with those who are part of our Catholic faith. Father Charles Trujillo is our guest, and he is the director of the Catholic Information Center in Washington, D.C., and they are holding their second annual Eucharistic procession. It's coming up on Saturday, May 18th in Washington, D.C. Christ's real presence through the streets of Washington, D.C. At 888-914-9149, you can join our conversation here on the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. The real presence, what does that mean to you? Do you spend time in an adoration chapel? How have you shared the message of the real presence in that Eucharist with your kids, your grandkids, families, friends? What do people say when you talk about the Eucharist to them? Maybe even Catholics, because you know that Pew study that came out just a few years ago, and it was an alarming number. Some 68% of Catholics say it's only a symbol and not the source and summit of all life, the real presence of Christ. How do you bring that good news to another soul? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. 700 last year. We're hoping to at least double that this year. I can imagine, especially in this year of the National Eucharistic Revival, what stories you will have after May 18th, Father Charles.
Absolutely. And we are, you know, our procession, our Eucharistic procession is very central. We do it downtown D.C., downtown Washington, D.C., and we are passing by some of the most relevant landmarks, historical landmarks in our country. We're passing by McPherson Square, Farragut Square, Lafayette Square, right, that represent so much history in our country. And McPherson Square was, as we know, a major general that fought in the Union Army. And then we have David Farragut, who was the first admiral in the Navy, in the U.S. Navy. And he fought also in the American Civil War. And it's, there is a famous saying from him that is repeated many times in the Navy, that when in front of starting a battle, right, he used to shout, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead," right? And I would say in our own lives, we want to be always very, very open to our beliefs, right? And to express that in among friends, among acquaintances, but also in the public square, right? And in showing everyone the love of Jesus, who has wanted to stay here with us in the Eucharist. And of course, then Lafayette Square, which mm-hmm. is in view of the White House, right? And which is, as we know, he was a French aristocrat who was a hero of the American Revolutionary War. So all these landmarks are going to be witnesses of our Lord. And so many people here in Washington, D.C., I hear of many people coming from different states, from different parts of the country, and from, all this area around Washington, D.C., who are going to take part in the procession. And as you say, I'm hoping to at least double, right, the number that we had last year, and because that's an expression also of our witness and willingness to show everyone what faith is.
I love that story about full speed ahead, damn the torpedoes. I did not know that part of the story, Father Charles. You know, I'm hopeful that I'm full speed ahead on the road to heaven. Unfortunately, I hit many potholes and usually in the breakdown lane because I'm a sinner, but you don't want to hear my confession right now. 888-914-9149. John Harper on the Drew Mariani Show this afternoon. Our conversation with Father Charles Trujos, and we are talking about May 18th, the second annual Eucharistic procession in Washington, D.C., to which you are invited. And you're also invited now to call us at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149, because your witness is going to be very powerful. How have you publicly witnessed to Christ's real presence in the Holy Eucharist? How has that touched another soul? What has been your experience? 888-914-9149 as we continue on the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Your virtual parish. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Prayerfully consider a career where you can blend your faith and profession. Catholic Order of Foresters, our sponsor, is hiring agents in your market now. Go to relevantradio.com/forester. That's relevantradio.com/forester. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not licensed in all states.
Pangalingua gloriosi corporis mysterio.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
John Harper in for Drew this afternoon. Imagine, as we've been saying, having the source and summit of all life, the Holy Eucharist, right in front of the White House. If there is ever a time it needs to be there, it's right now, and it will be on Saturday, May 18th. It's the second annual Eucharistic procession in Washington, D.C. Here to tell us about it. And by the way, some 700 souls in the very first one, and we're going to try to double that, maybe even triple that. Holy Spirit, do your work to motivate folks to come to Washington, D.C. on Saturday, May 18th to participate in this. Father Charles Trujos is the director of the Catholic Information Center in Washington, D.C. You know, the power of our conversation here, Father Charles, is our executive director and CEO, Father Rocky, who's going to be on the Family Rosary tonight at 7 Central, was walking by. He heard the speakers playing, and he went into our Adoration Chapel here at our studios in Chicago. So that's the power of the witness of this conversation, and we're certainly hopeful that that happens with our Relevant Radio listeners. And we're also sharing your stories at 888-914-9149. How you publicly witness at this time when we really need to communicate Christ's real presence in the Holy Eucharist. How do you do that? Family, friends, wherever. Share those stories, 888-914-9149. I've got to tell that I probably have told this too many times, Father Charles. We have adoration in our parish on a daily basis before the noon mass. And this was shortly after my mom passed away a few years ago. And, you know, you're always praying to God, even though she was anointed and had all the sacraments, that she's in heaven. Who doesn't want their moms or dads to be with God? So I'm praying before the Holy Eucharist. And as we always do, we sit within two or three pews. We have our own little piece of real estate in the parish. So I'm in one of the pews I'm normally in, and I'm looking up, and off the monstrance is the brightest, deepest, ruby red reflection that's coming back. And it was almost like a laser beam right at me. And I turn around because there is a big stained glass window that faces east. And I'm saying, is the sun coming? No, the sun isn't coming in. It was kind of a cloudy day. And it was like, where's this coming from? There was no source of it, except I was seeing it. So I stay for the noon mass and then go to the cemetery to visit my mom and dad's graves. And this is the middle of the winter. There's no snow on the ground, but it's the middle of the winter. So there's no leaves on the trees. There's nothing. What is on her name on the stone that's flush in the ground? One red rose petal, the same color as that beam that was coming from the monstrance. Now, you can call it coincidence. I call it just this amazing message from God and answering my prayer. And, you know, I talk about that, and I also talk about how when I go to the Adoration Chapel, and maybe you have experienced this, Father Charles, where it's your opportunity to literally have eye contact with the Lord, isn't it?
Absolutely. Here at the Catholic Information Center in D.C., our motto is the closest tabernacle to the White House, 0.3 miles. We are just 3 blocks away. And from the outside, what you see is looks like a bookstore, like a retail space, right? Mm-hmm. It's a bookstore and chapel, and people go in, and there is a small bookstore, but there is a beautiful, beautiful newly renovated chapel. And we have also adoration there. After Mass, in this case, we have noon Mass every single day for those who work around here and for those visiting the city. And I would say that many people, and by the way, one of our traditions is that everyone who comes to the Catholic Information Center to the chapel for the first time prays an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be for our nation. And that's a beautiful way of also expressing the belief of the power of intercession, right? And this is what the Eucharist and the Eucharistic procession as well is for. One of the altars that we have during the procession, we have one on if people, for those who know Washington, the streets of Washington D.C., one on H Street and Connecticut, which is just by Lafayette Square, and another one is by the Department of Veteran Affairs. And we pray for our military, for those who serve our country, for those who have died for, and given their lives, and for our nation, for our freedoms, right? And this is a great, to do that in front of the Blessed Sacrament, it's a great, witness to the world. Anyway, I'm saying that because it is true that praying in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and I would encourage everyone to spend, as you were mentioning before, right, at least some time every week in doing that, if possible, and then not just to ask for our nation, for our country, for the future of it, but at the same time to praise and to worship our Lord. You just were singing, no, not you, but sang, the song of Pange Lingua was in the background, right,
yes.
as you were coming in. And let's not forget what that means in English, right? Sing, my tongue, the Savior's glory, of his flesh, the mystery, sing. So we want to sing with our heart, with our senses, with all our being, to the praise of our Lord. And this is what we are trying to do in Washington, D.C., to uplift and bring so many people together to have a taste of heaven. In this way.
What do you do, Father Charles, when you're before the Blessed Sacrament and you're just supposed to listen? We're so bombarded with our technology and always wanting to fill every second with sound. That's one of the challenges that I continue to have, is to just sit there and listen to the Lord.
Absolutely. And I think it's a good habit to have, in my opinion, at least what I try to do is to silence or to my phone, right? So that I don't want to have any distractions. We are now, there is a very famous blessed, right? Carlo Acutis, that you may have heard of. And he was a young teenager who, promoted and spread the love for the Eucharist in Europe. And he was a programmer, among other things, and he was a very lively and great boy. And to promote, he put together this website, right, to spread the different Eucharistic miracles. And we just had his relics here at the Catholic Information Center. And I think that what he used to do is to go to daily Mass, and he used to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And I think that, as you say, we really want to listen and to be open with our hearts and to also kind of let our hearts talk to Jesus. But if we have all the distractions around us, that it's very difficult to do that.
Yeah. The website is CIC, as in Catholic Information Center, DC.org. CICDC.org for the Catholic Information Center. And if you're in Washington, D.C., stop by at 1501 K Street Northwest. It is 0.3 miles to the White House. It is the closest tabernacle to the White House. And if you're visiting Washington, D.C. and just taking a look at some of the sites, this will be a very important stop on your spiritual journey, and make your trip to Washington, D.C. a spiritual journey as well, at the Catholic Information Center, again online at CICDC.org. And we'll put that up on X and on our Drew Mariani show page. And again, save the date for the second annual Eucharistic procession through the streets of Washington, D.C. That is coming up in just a few weeks on Saturday, May 18th. Father Charles Trullios is the director of the Catholic Information Center in Washington, D.C. It's been a blessing, Father Charles. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Why you should build your economic ark. We'll talk about your money coming up in the next hour here on the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.